eating your Yerushalmi, corresponding to Gittin Bavli, Daf Nun Tes. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Beis, Lamed Aleph. At the first Mishnah is Halacha Ches. Cheresh, Roimez, Venirmez. A cheresh, which is a deaf mute, gestures or reacts to gestures to make transactions. In the Seiro Eimer, Kofetz, Nikprat, Metaltalin. The Messiah says he moves his lips or responds to lip motion, and this suffices for metaltalin, meaning for movable objects. Ha-pe'uto is mekha mekach, mocha memka metaltalin. Pe'utos, which is mature children, their purchase or sale of metaltalin is valid. The Gemara says, Ben Beseiro Eimer, Kofetz, Nikprat, Seiche, Stacher. Ben Beseiro says that he moves his lips or responds to lip motion. By this, he hires workers and hires himself to work for others. Aputus Piraya. Pautus means youths. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Mipnei Chayehem. Rabbi Yochanan says they can buy and sell metaltalin for their life essentials. Am Rabbi Mana, Afagavda Rabbi Yesi, Le Gabi, Itzumim, Moide, Be'ilain, Diabin, Benehen, Le'umunasa, De'inan, Gabai, Itzumim, Mipnei Chayabius. Rabbi Mana says that even though Rabbi Yesi didn't collect documents based on Asmachta, which is fines if or not fulfill his stipulation, for these people who give their children to craftsmen to learn a trade, we collect them due to the livelihood. I mean, if not, people will not teach trades to children. And we come now to the next Mishnah, that's Halacha Tess. Eile Dram Amu Mipnei Darke Sholem. The following are enactments for the sake of Sholem. Koyen Koyet Rishorin Ba'achov Levi Ba'achov Yisol Mipnei Darke Sholem. A Koyen reads the Torah first, followed by a Levi, followed by Yisol, for the sake of Sholem. Ma'avim the Bayis Yashon, Mipnei Darke Sholem. The Eruv, which is a bread used to make a courtyard shared by different houses to be considered like one joint domain, is placed in the old house, means we don't change to a different house, and this is for the sake of Sholem. Borshu Korov La'ama Ismale Rishon, Mipnei Darke Sholem. The pit closest to the river, which is the source of the irrigation channel, fills first, for the sake of Sholem. Metzias Cheresh Bekotin Yeshbehem Gezel, Mipnei Darke Sholem. If a Cheresh, a lunatic or a child found a lost item that's Hefker, theft applies to it, means it's considered stealing to take it from him, and this is for the sake of Shalom. If you see Aime, Gezel Goma, if you says no, it's absolute theft. What was caught in traps for wild animals, birds and fish, theft applies to it for the sake of Shalom. If you see Aime, Gezel Goma, if you says it's absolute theft. Oni amanakev beroish hazayis gezel mipnei darke sholem. If a poor person knocks down olives from an olive tree, theft applies to the olives below for the sake of sholem. Rabbi Yosi Omer gezel goma, Rabbi Yosi says it's absolute theft. Ein machim biyad aniyei goyim beleket l'shechav ripeya mipnei darke sholem. We don't object to poor Gentiles who take leket shechav ripeya, which is the gifts of agriculture left to the poor, and this is for the sake of sholem. The Gemara says, Milsei Reb Shimon ben Yochai, Omal, Shehu Medivrei Torah. The Gemara brings that the Reb Shimon ben Yochai's words show that it is Medaraisa, that the order of reading the Torah is Koyin Levi Yisrael. Tatani, Be Reb Shimon ben Yochai, Be Yichtov Moshe Satoru Hazois, Be Yitne Ala Koyhanim, Bene Levi, Be Goyme, Be Chakach, Be Kozik Ne Yisrael. The Baisa says, from Reb Shimon ben Yochai, that the Pasuk in Dvarim, Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Tes says, and Moshe, shall write the Torah, this Torah, and shall give it to the Kohanim, the children of Levi, etc. And after this it says, and then to the elders of Yisrael. Milsa de Rishur ben Levi, Shehu Medivrehem, and Rishur ben Levi's words show that it's Medrabbanon. Da'ama Rabbi Yeshua, Miyomai, Loi Barachti, Lifnei Koyin, Uleinachti, Levorach Yisrael, Lifonai. Rishur ben Levi said, I never blessed before a Koyin, I never let Yisrael bless before me. Now, if it were Medaraisa, it would not be any type of chiddush that he'd never transgressed. Milsa Rabbi Chanina Oimer Shehu Medivrehem. Rabbi Chanina's words show that it's Medrabbanon. Tama Rabbi Chanina, Ir Shekula Koyhanim, Yisrael Koyah Rishoin, Mipnei Darke Sholem. Rabbi Chanina said that if a city is almost all Koyhanim, Yisrael reads first for the sake of Sholem. And if it were Medaraisa, we could not enact against the Torah for the sake of Sholem. Rabbi Achi, Rabbi Tanchum, Rabbi Chia, B'Shem Rabbi Simloi, Ir Shekula Kehanim Kulon Noisen Eskapeyem. Rav Acha and Rav Tanachim Bar Achia quoted Rav Simlai said that if a city is all Kehanim, all of them raise their hands, means they bless Berkas Kehanim. Ulemi Hen Mevachim, and who do they bless? Achim Shevet Safoin and Shevet Aroim. They bless their brethren in the north and in the south, means everywhere else. Ulemi Oin Achim, who is the one that answers their bracha? Hanoshim Akatamim, it's the women and children. Tani Abaye Bar Ben Yamin, Am Ha'imed Achaya Kehanim, Eine Bechal Bracha. Abba Ben Yamin taught in a Baisa that people standing behind the Kehanim are not included, means they don't receive the Bracha. Ha'inde Refnei Kehanim, Am Rebchir Ba'abba, Afilu Chayme Shal Balzol, Eine Masekes. People who stand in front of the Kehanim, Rebchir Ba'abba says that even an iron wall does not interrupt, and they receive the Bracha. Ha'imdim Min Astadim, what about the people standing on the side? Ishmim Anadar, Niskavin, La'azos Lefonav, Ehez La'achrov, La'achrov Ehez Lefonav, Azayosu Psula. We learn from the following, if one intended to sprinkle the Paradumma waters in front of himself and he sprinkled behind, or he intended to sprinkle behind and he sprinkled in front, the sprinkling is Pasul. Lefonav Ehez Al-Astadim, Hazayosu Ksheira. If he intended to in front and he sprinkled to the side, the sprinkling is kosher. And this shows that people standing to the side are included in the bracha. Mechista says the chazan, the makri, the one who says the words for the kahanim to repeat, should be a yisol. Mechista, im haya koyen echad oime koyen, leshnaim oime kahanim. Mechista says if there was one koyen, the one who calls them to bless says koyen. If there are two koyanim, he says koyanim. Rav Huna said, even to one Kohen he says, Kohanim, because he calls to the entire Shevet, lest a Kohen be suspected of Averus, and you'll say, how is it that Pliny transgresses Arayus or murders, and he's blessing us? Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ami Mevarecha, Loi Ani Mevarecha, Shneemar, V'Somes Shmi Abnei Yisrael, V'Ani Mevarechem. Hashem says, who is the one that blesses you? Is it not me? As we say in the Pasuk in Bamidbar, Perek Vav Pasuk of Zion, and they will put my name on Bnei Yisrael, and I will bless them.